Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man. Shit is crazy, yo. Like, what am I gonna do? I gotta find a new job.
Welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we take a look at 10 things guests do that piss your server off.
Yeah, okay.
Can we say piss off?
Piss is fine.
Okay.
Yeah, piss is fine. I thought you said pet peeves originally, but piss I like better.
No, we did a pet peeves already.
We did. Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, I don't think we're doing a different. Nah, we wouldn't do
As
that.
Usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
Hey, everybody. How we doing out there today?
Ever go to the DMV and wonder why they're all sometimes, some of them are real cranky, you know?
I couldn't imagine. Working at the DMV.
Okay. We work at the DMV pretty much.
Nah, it is.
Yo, they see mass amounts of people they do the same dumb crap all day, every day.
You right.
It's the same thing. And that's why they're so pissy.
Yeah, but they don't even, but at least for us, I feel like, you might get blessed with a good exuberant amount of cash.
Because
that ain't happening there, yo.
No.
You make what you make and you still deal with the nonsense.
Exactly. See, we have to be nice.
True. Yeah, okay. You're right.
They ain't trying to be nice to somebody coming with
their
check.
Yeah, they come with the raw joint. They go, you got to leave and come back.
Yeah.
It's quick, fast, in a hurry.
Next. Exactly. So in today's show, we're going to compile the top 10 list of those things that guests do.
Okay.
It may seem innocuous, but it's annoying. It just annoys us to pieces.
Oh, it does.
To them, they're just like, but,
We get it, but doesn't mean we like it.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I can't even say some of the things I'm sure, we probably do as well when we go out, but
listen,
I hope not.
Sometimes servers are the worst to wait on.
The worst!
The worst, because they know they can get away with it.
Yeah, exactly. And then they hit you with a little fat tip, you're like, it was fine. But it's not the point.
Oh, they're annoying.
Yeah, we're annoying.
I mean, but gladly annoying.
Because at least when you know it's them, you're like, at least I know I'm going to get compensated for this nonsense that they're putting me through.
And none of those things where, I used to be.
No.
Used to be, you forget.
Yeah, that means you forgot.
I mean, that ain't even on the top 10.
Used to be is just 20%. And that's if you're lucky.
That's if you're lucky. Used to be is 15 to 18 maybe. You done forgot.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot the struggles. I can't stand when I get the used to be. Man, that should be on there. But we'll get right into it.
Jump right in. Let me know.
Number 10. We're going to go in descending order.
10 to 1.
10 to 1. One is the most important.
Yes.
Most annoying. Most aggravating. Just, I'm about to donkey kick this table over. Get out. Okay?
That's a little foreshadowing. Gots to go.
Number 10. They change tables.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, and at my restaurant, that happens a lot, and it's probably in the 5 at my restaurant. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I go to other.
I was gonna say three to four is annoying.
Yo,
you're up there 4 or 5.
Yo, it's legit. Like, because it happens so much. Because like you work there, so
yes,
you know how it is. Like, we're outside. How many times in your tenure there have you seen a table move? Not once, but 3 to 4 times.
Oh, without a doubt.
It might be, I'm almost guaranteed to see it once a shift.
It's so bad that the hostesses are broken.
They just
like follow behind the guests.
They just follow behind them like a lost puppy. I feel so bad for them.
Just holding the menu.
I'm like, just tell them to sit down.
Oh, but you can't.
Oh, and that view ain't changing, okay?
It's not.
Yo, they're tall. I mean, they moved for, I had a table today. Okay. And they were older, so it wasn't that bad, but.
You feel bad for the old?
I did, you know. Well, they come and they sit at a table, and the one lady's waiting on somebody. And this lady, you know, she already had trouble getting up the steps. So she walks, she has to walk down the steps, walk back up the steps, go inside, okay, because the other one wants to move. Very yeah, nice
lady. It's literally two steps each way.
Yeah, but she's, you know, I had to hold her hand on both up and down. So she's, you know, she's that at that age.
Okay.
You know, so that's, I understand, two steps for us is no problem.
Okay,
she was an older lady. Like,
got you.
You know, like, so.
Like Lord of the Rings old.
Yeah, okay, like Gandalf's wife. Anyway, so then she comes in and then, you know, they sit down and her friend's like, ah, I liked it better outside. Ooh. Makes her go back outside to the same table and back up the same steps because they were from, you know, but I know they went, the, you know, but they won't. So, but from 801 to 403 to back to 801. So
oh.
Out in, out.
Maximum steps.
Maximum steps.
That is awful.
It was just mean. Okay?
Listen, just sit the hell down.
It ain't that serious.
You're pissing me off. And then you got to deal with, like, territories, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, can we still have you? No.
No, you moved.
You moved.
You moved. Now I got to, it's somebody else's section.
That ain't my neighborhood.
Exactly. especially, like, when they go upstairs. Like, if you guys have it upstairs or downstairs, yeah. They run upstairs on you. And you're like, where'd that table go? Oh, they didn't like it here. I have a full tray of drinks. What do you mean they didn't like it here?
I know. What were they thinking when they sat down? Because you clearly know what your table is going to be.
Yeah.
You know, and you know they're choosing like it, they're gonna have to live there for like 40 years.
It's an hour.
You know,
it's
one meal. You got three every day at least.
And 2 hours max if you're at dinner, an hour at lunch. Come on, now.
I mean, you
can handle it.
You can. you can handle it. Just stop.
Yes, and I can understand like if it's too hot outside and you want to go to AC. I'm you know what I mean, I kind of stand, but.
Yeah, if something, I'm talking about, you haven't even gotten anything yet.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're hemming and hawing. You're strolling around like it's a, like a flea market.
Yeah.
Okay.
It happens too.
It happens.
It's crazy.
You know, the good hostesses,
yeah.
They sit your butt down and they're like, yeah.
You can't go nowhere. I'm on a wait. Even if I'm not even on a wait. But that person was at table.
Exactly. No, the good hostesses know how to handle it.
Exactly.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, they got magic.
They got the magic.
And I'll take it.
And I think that magic is they pre-sell the table. I have a beautiful table.
Yes.
It's like Inception.
Yeah.
So when they get there, they're like, you're right. This is beautiful.
It's perfect.
And they get that ownership of the table.
It's their table.
It's their table.
You sold them on their table.
That's right. You know? By the time they start to make the decisions, you're lost.
Yeah.
You're behind.
Kudos to my host.
Kudos to my host. Woo-hoo! Number nine.
Talk to me.
You get to the table and they don't look up.
Oh.
Okay. Sometimes they're even talking to you, but not looking at you.
I don't know if you're talking to me.
I don't even know what you're talking to me.
Yeah, I don't have no idea.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to the guest? Who are you giving the order to?
Who are you talking to?
Who are you? Yeah, look up.
Like, if you look up and acknowledge me, and then you look down at your menu, I know you at least you're talking to me.
True.
So I'm okay with that.
True.
But if you're talking from your phone, okay,
yeah.
Or... you're looking at your friend across the table. How do I know you're talking to me?
Yeah.
Like, you might be discussing what drink you're going to get.
Yes.
Not that you want that drink. Now, I'm a good listener. At least I try to be.
Okay.
Okay. So, because of that, I kind of, while they're talking, I'm listening. And then they'll be like, I'll have this. Like, oh, so you're having this. You know what I mean? And they'll be like, oh, how'd you know what I wanted? Because I've been, what do you think? I'm Sherlock Holmes. I've been sitting here listening to you idiots talk for 5 minutes. Okay. But... But besides that, but the average person has no idea. Just
no
look up
idea.
And acknowledge
Listen,
us.
Me, I'm not that good of a listener. So I've had people say, like, I ordered this or whatever. I show my book. I write everything down.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
You were mumbling.
You were talking to someone else.
That's why you guys are allowed to take off your mask in this COVID time, because we can't hear you when the mask is on.
Listen, you need to look in my direction and address me, okay? I don't need all the intention in the world.
Just
can't
for that
order,
moment.
You can't. Oh, I'm thinking about the Blackberry Mojito. Who are you talking to? Are you talking? They can't get you the Blackberry Mojito. I can, though.
That's right.
That's the way you gotta start That's looking. Who you look start up looking when you're look talking up. To me.
Give me some attention. Just for a second.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me. Number eight.
Wait, what happened?
They tell you they're drinking. Okay. They tell you their drink order in the middle of your intro. You go, hi, my name is. They go, Diet Coke. They go, iced tea.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's bad.
It's bad.
Let me introduce myself.
Yeah.
Let me tell you some specials, okay? If it is that, okay, I get it. The only time you get to interrupt me is if you're completely ready.
Yeah. No, okay? That's okay.
Then I got nothing to say.
Yeah.
You're ready, boom, I'll shut up, yeah, I'll start writing.
I don't need to hear the specials at that point, you know what I mean, which is fine.
Exactly.
But you should at least get the guy, let me get the name out. You know, I mean, I'm going to get the specials out, because usually, now, if there's more than one, then I kind of put the little halt on them, but, you
yeah,
know.
But don't start barking what you want.
No, I don't then, bark, yeah, you can't bark then, what you want.
Say, hi, my name is, I'll take a Diet Coke, okay, and then you're going to ask me about the specials later? No, you missed your chance. You interrupted me.
You're right.
That's annoying.
You're right. When you're okay. right.
I don't want to hear about your iced tea. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah.
Let this play out.
Because you might, after I tell you what you might get, you might want to get that instead.
That's right. Just let it play out.
Suggestive selling. I'm suggesting something to sell it.
My manager's listening. Gotta offer you an ice cold. Now, number seven, mm-hmm. Don't know how often this happened, but it seems to like annoy me to all hell. I go up to the table and they say, oh, I ordered a glass of wine. They're like asking me for stuff they ordered. You never told me. Don't order from the food runner. Don't order from the busser. I came to the table saying that I'll be taking care of you. Okay?
True.
He ain't getting crap for you. He's not.
Yo, and then they wonder why that thing didn't come.
Yeah.
Classic.
You didn't tell me.
Classic. Like.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, all the time. You know, and like, I can understand like if you ask a food runner for like a condiment, like, yeah, can you grab me some ketchup? Something they can grab easily and they bring it back. You know, because they just dropped your food. You know, and if there's no ketchup on the table, I understand something like that. But don't be asking for drinks and this, that, and the third. Yeah. They're gone, okay? When they go back downstairs, they're gone. Okay?
What the hell do they know about what Chianti you got?
Exactly.
And he's not going to find me. That ain't his job.
It's not.
You know, so I come, he's like, well, I ordered so-and-so. No, you did not.
Did you order for me? That's why it's been 20 minutes. And I came and checked it on you 10 minutes ago when you got your food. I came right over and I was like, is everything okay?
Yeah.
Okay. At that moment, even if you had said something and said, hey, yeah, I ordered a wine from this guy, but, you know, he wasn't you, so let me just make sure that it's you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You say, I told the other guy. What other guy?
Yeah. And then what do you want from us?
What other... Ain't no other guy.
He ain't even thinking about it. He's on autopilot.
What do you think? We're all like, uploaded, uplinked to each other?
Do, do, do. Yeah.
Get out of here. Don't ask other people for stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm your guy.
I could see if I was missing.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, the first thing you say, man, I couldn't find you.
I get that.
No, I showed up. I've been hanging with you. And you're talking about like...
We're talking and laughing.
Okay? Yeah, we're talking and laughing.
95% of the time, we've had a conversation after the fact.
Yeah.
Okay, then I came back to the table like, man, I never got that wine. I'm like, what wine did you order?
Yeah, don't complain
who,
to me at that
point.
And
from who?
Yeah. Exactly. And from who? Get out of here. We're flying through these.
Yeah, actually, we're still on. We're making good time, though.
We're almost halfway.
That's okay.
We're at number six.
That's quality, actually.
You know?
As far as everything is flowing, we're flowing good.
So, listen. Don't tell me you're a good tipper.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh.
Please.
That's right there with the, I used to work in the business.
It is. Please. It hurts me.
I don't want to hear that you're a good tipper.
I want to feel it.
I want to see it.
Yeah.
A good, when they tell you that, it's the same thing. It's the 18 to 20%.
If that.
If
like, legit, if that. Sometimes I'm like, what was I going to get if, you know, what if you weren't a good tipper?
What if you weren't? Yeah. What was I going to get 10%?
What is going on, please?
Was I paying your bills?
Stop.
Is that what happened?
Stop saying it with words.
Yeah. The verbal tip.
Exactly.
The handshake. Hit you with the, my man. They dap you up and they're all in and they get you the big hug. Like, they love you. Like, I don't even know you, man.
Are you dinging?
No, that's you.
No.
Yeah.
Impossible.
It was you.
Impossible.
It came from your computer. It wasn't me. Because I saw it pop up on the computer. I even know who texted you.
Yeah, it wasn't my phone, but it was the computer. So go ahead and exit that out. Okay, so...
So back to us.
So the I'm a good tipper is different than the verbal tip.
You're right.
Because you're not like, you know, chumming the person up.
No, no.
You're just like, you're bossing yourself up.
They did the yeah, act like a boss like, yeah, like a couple of shows ago.
They're popping their collar up on you.
They feeling
hurt
stuff.
Hurt your feelings up. All right. Number five. This is where it really
now
hurts.
Now we're halfway.
This is where it really hurts.
Talk to me.
Separate checks at the end. Hold on. Moment of silence. I feel like a tear coming on.
I'm about to cry.
You know?
I'm going to turn my head this way again.
You did great work. Great work. And you have this sinking feeling, but you're hoping one guy gets a check.
You're always, yeah. And you kind of know.
You kind of know. And you're kind of mad at yourself.
You kind of know.
You're kind of mad at yourself that you didn't ask.
But then they go, can we have separate checks? You're like,
this is going to be separate checks. And they look at you like, you remember what I had? No, I don't remember what you had. There's six of you.
Exactly.
Ordering all at different times.
Exactly. Probably got there at different times.
Yeah, that's another one. Just rack it up all the annoying points at once. Out of here. You came in knowing you wanted separate checks.
It's not even one show we've talked about this. We have talked about this since the beginning. Since the very first show, we have talked about this issue.
This is a long time annoying.
And it's still in play. All we've ever asked since the beginning is, let us know in the beginning.
Legit, it just happened to me the other day.
I'm sure.
Like, it was and it was a 7 or 8 top of girls, ladies, I should say. And they hit me with that at the end. Mm. I go, you know what? I'm going to hit you with a pen.
Yep. 1 through 7.
Exactly. You know? Come on, ladies. You knew better. You knew better. Lock it up.
Were they drinking shots and stuff, too? Were they, like, drinking?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst. Like, come on now. If you're all enjoying yourself, just split it 7 ways evenly. Keep it moving.
You know you're not getting 7 ladies to to split that.
You're right. You're right.
And it don't have to be ladies. It's just whatever. Now, number 4. I feel like it shouldn't be as high, but it's my top 10.
Okay, talk to me.
Don't start like, I tell you the specials, and you start asking me like a million questions.
Yes.
You know, what about the lobster? What about the crab on that fish?
Mm-hmm.
What about that sauce? What's in that thing? And then you get a salad. Oh, question person.
Or when they ask you, what are your favorites? And then they order a burger?
Yeah.
Like, you go through this nice spiel of your top 5. And
yeah.
You sell them on
it.
And you're in the, and then, I have a well-done burger.
You knew you were getting that before.
Huh? Stop. You having a what?
Stop with the questions then.
You having a charcoal burger, a hockey puck. Okay, what is wrong with you?
Listen, a burger could be great.
Fantastic.
But stop asking me about stuff.
Yeah.
Don't ask me about how good the Caesar salad is.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a Caesar salad.
I was about to say, it's like, Caesar, they ask you how good the Caesar salad?
Like, oh, no, they say, like, how's the Caesar salad? It's good. Is it really good? What Caesar salad is really good? Yeah.
It's the most simple ingredients on the planet. It's lettuce, cheese, Caesar dressing, and croutons.
Yo, it could only be so good. If good at all.
Yeah. First of all, we got the same lettuce that other restaurant got, okay?
Listen.
Or wherever you... It comes from the same farm overall.
You ain't reinventing something to the point where you got this magic Caesar.
Yeah, it's Caesar
salad. And it's more than good. It can only be good.
Yeah.
It can't be really good.
I just don't understand.
Dude.
Now other salads, I can kind of get. Like, I go to one place for this one salad. And it's a great salad.
They got exotic ingredients.
Exactly.
But the Caesar salad only got like...
It ain't got... It, like I said, it's the same salad
it's
everywhere.
It's capped out.
It's the same it's the same ingredients at every restaurant you go to.
There are rules to the Caesar salad. If you break the rules, it is Caesar salad.
A Caesar salad. It's... You might get bacon. You might get tomatoes. Those are the only exception I've ever seen. Okay? But
and
for
that's
the most
even
part,
blowing my mind.
That's what I'm saying. I just blew your mind with that.
Stop asking me a million questions when you know you're going to order something simple.
Yeah.
Okay? Stop asking me what beers I got and you're getting a Bud Light. Okay? Million question person, I'm going to hit you right in the throat. One karate chop right to the throat.
What
beer? Catch me on a bad day. Catch me on a bad day. Like, seriously.
Oh, I love it.
It's awful.
It's so bad. Number three.
The verbal tip.
Okay.
AKA the $2 handshake. Oh, everything was great. You were amazing.
Amazing.
Stop puffing me up.
Hit you with the five on 100.
I can't pay my rent with compliments,
yo,
okay?
That just barely, that didn't even cover my tip out.
Yeah, I just paid for you to be here.
Exactly.
I am going to kill you. Your life is in danger. Leave immediately.
Just run away. Run away like you didn't leave a tip, because you really didn't.
You really didn't. You really, really didn't.
Oh.
If you tip me 10%, my tip out is 6. You left me 4.
Yes. The
That's
verbal
4 on 100.
Tip.
No good. Oof. Stop it.
It's mean.
It pisses every single server
so mean.
Off.
It's so mean.
It doesn't help. You know?
It ain't paying no bills.
Hey.
I can't even go buy water with that.
Yo, never mind. Like, treat me bad. Treat me bad. Beat me. Just pay me.
Yeah.
Okay? But you can't pay me with compliments. It ain't going to help me.
It ain't going to help me.
Verbal tip, you're out. Number two.
Number two. Wow.
Yes.
Rather, breathe on this one.
The one at a time order people, right?
Oh.
You go to the table. Somebody asks you for ketchup. You come back with the ketchup. Can I have ketchup? You come back with the ketchup. Before you come back with the ketchup, you say, hey, does anybody else need anything?
No, I'm good.
No, I'm good. Let me get some lemons.
Yes.
And then you get a drink. Can I get a drink? I'm about to strangle somebody.
Yep. I stopped going to the table after that one. After I have said, do you need anything else? And I drop the other thing off. You are automatically waiting now. Okay, if I've been there twice, I dropped off what you needed, and I came back again, I'm going to go check on every other table I have first, and then I'm coming back to you.
It's that they're not even paying attention, okay?
Oh, what's the worst is when it's on the table already and it's been there for like 10 minutes, yo.
Oh, when they ask for the check and it's been on the table?
I'm talking like a condiment, okay? Like, you come to the table, right?
That's
true. And you're like, oh, you know, like you had dropped off like ketchup and mustard and mayo and all that kind of stuff or whatever they needed.
Yeah.
That, you know, and you took care of that. And then they get all frantic and they're like waving their hands in the air and they need something. You go to the table like, it's right there. Oh.
Yeah, that's right. That just happened.
Yeah.
Does anyone else need anything else?
And the check, it happens. And that'll happen a lot too. I mean, the check happens more than anything else, I feel like. The check's been on the table for a minute.
Oh,
yeah. You drop the check. And they were, I don't know where they were at in that moment, but they weren't there.
No, they weren't. They didn't really even want the check.
They don't.
You're just trying to get them out.
Yeah.
And they're just in denial that they got to pay. But yeah, stop daisy chaining these requests here.
Oh, it's so bad.
You know, it's ridiculously annoying.
It's so bad.
Consolidate everybody together. Pick your head up. Like, you know those, what are those, meerkats? In the Animal Channel?
Yeah.
Be like the meerkat. When you see a waiter coming, pop your head up.
Absolutely. Yo, that's
everybody pop the head up.
You got to do that.
Pay attention.
I got kids, and so it drives me. Like, sometimes I feel so bad. Like, I'll order for, you know, like, everybody needs something, and I get it all for them. And then the server come back to the table, and then one of the kids will be like, oh, can I have, and I want to almost reach over the table and snatch that little man up. Like, really?
Yeah.
I say to the server, I'm sorry.
Yeah. They got one.
You take your time with them, okay? You do what I would have done and go to all your other tables and then bring me back his soda that he didn't ask for when he was supposed to.
Exactly. You got to learn them. You got to learn them early. Now you get nothing.
Now you get nothing. Now you're drinking water.
Now you got nothing to like it.
Swallow that saliva.
Number one. Ooh, most annoying thing.
Drum roll, please.
That you could do to piss your server off. No matter what happened, good table, bad table, phenomenal table, crappy table, good day, bad day, just leave. Just go.
Oh, yeah.
Leave.
Just go.
Why are you still here?
Oh.
Why are you still here?
The camper, even after you paid?
The elbow on the check.
The hour camper after the check's been on the table for an hour is the worst.
Yo.
You know, I'll give you that 15 minutes. 15-minute, you know, the check's on the table. You got your reprieve time and, you know, you're kind of finishing up a conversation. There's no conversation on this planet that you can't wrap up in 15 more minutes after you've been talking for an hour, okay?
Yeah, after you've been in each other's company.
For a while.
You got to bounce.
You got to bounce.
That's the way you hurt a server. You just stay. You just sit there and stay.
You just took away their money. Now, unless you put another $20 bill on the table and say, we're still talking or we'll have another round or you're doing something, you got to go.
I don't even want your other round.
You don't want them at that point.
I want you to go because the other round is not going to amount to, okay, if it's earlier in the night, it's not going to beat a whole new table.
Never.
Okay? And if it's the end of the night, it ain't gonna beat my me time. Being at the bar.
My time.
Okay? My time.
My time.
Leave. Pay me money.
Yo.
Get your elbow off the check. You ever see the people that like take the check and then sit on it? I don't want that book. What do you think this is? I want your crotch book.
Oh, so you print out another check at that point.
I don't want it.
You print out another check, put it back on the table. You can keep that one under your leg.
Yo.
Put the card here.
I'm such a germaphobe. Whenever I see people do something like, you know, sneeze in the hand and then touch the menu, I tell the busters, don't touch anything on that table. I leave the menu there. I'll leave, like, everything on the table and tell them, like, yo, we got to hazmat that table.
You got to airborne that thing real quick.
You know?
We're coming over. You're
blowing their nose
and we're dropping bleach on
you. Exactly. Disgusting. Don't be sitting on the check. Don't even put the elbow on the check. Yo, your time's up.
Time is up.
Beat it.
Speaking of time up, I guess the time is up.
The time is up.
We hit the number one mark.
Well, I have an honorable mention.
Okay, talk to me.
Incomplete parties.
Okay, and that could have been in there. It could have been anywhere.
It could have easily been in there, but I get it. You know, some people are late, like, you know, you're waiting for people, but it's annoying to the server and there's very little we could do to rectify it other than the host not seeing an incomplete party.
And I love places that do that, even though there's those times where, you know, you're waiting on somebody and you're like, oh, I wish I could just go sit down and grab a drink and an appetizer. And it happens only at those places that I can't sit down at, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, at the other place where I could have sat down at, I'm right on time and everybody's there and, you know, they're waiting for me for a couple of minutes. Like, but yeah, especially when it's like 30 minutes, 15 minutes, you're like, and they tell you they're parking the car.
Lies.
And you're like, where are they at in Miami? Are they getting in the car?
Lies.
Okay.
You be doing that sometimes.
I do.
You'd be like, yo, I'm on my way. I go, I can hear your car beeping right now like you're just getting into it. That ain't on your way. You ain't left yet.
Well, sometimes my car beeps because I need to put my damn seatbelt on.
You'd be like, oh, stop it. You'd be like, oh, I'm almost there. No, you ain't left yet.
Me and the car is almost there. I'm at that step. I'm out the house. The door's locked.
Lock it up.
He's right. He's right. When he's right, he's right.
The worst. Thank God I got my Danny watch. 20 minutes difference. But you are on time for airport pickups and drop-offs.
I try to be. I know how important that can be.
No, you are. And I try. You are. Thank you for listening. We do this each and every week for you. And we are appreciative of your support. If you do like our show, pass it on to a friend. That's one way that you can support our show. And you can also subscribe and rate us. I know that's Danny's line. But I got some news for you. We are coming up on our 100th show.
Okay, so are you going to give them the number? Is that what we're going
to do? No, we're going to give them the number on Instagram.
Okay.
It'll be so we would like to do our 100th show a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Right?
It's going to be fun, people. It's going
to
be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. We'd like to we're going to give out our number to a voicemail on an Instagram story. And that way we can control how long it's going to be there. Uh-huh. And we can control the number, honestly. So
reach out,
give us your well wishes, your comments, your feedback, your constructive criticism, or your words of encouragement.
Anything you want to say about the show or how you like the show.
Yeah.
Leave it on
the voicemail.
Yeah. Let it all fly.
And we'll play those on the voicemail and we're going to discuss it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Obviously on the ones that we can. And
try not to use any obscenities or anything like that. I mean,
actually do what you want.
Do what you want. I'll make it work, but try to keep it PG.
And positive. We're positive people.
Absolutely.
And we are here. We're doing this for you each and every week. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Dane DeVille. And subscribe, people.
Yeah.